The wisdom that is in here is just absolutely unbelievable. So I just want to thank all of you for bearing with us over the last weekend. And the Holy Spirit, well, I think it was the Holy Spirit. Some spirit said to me when I came down today, came down the steps today into my multi-million-dollar studio, now that I'm back in the saddle again. The Holy Spirit said to me, Coach, have them pray for you. That's what the Holy Spirit said to me. So I just would just covet you guys if you... You know, we got a lot going on this weekend with Russ Dizdar, and I know the demons are not real happy about that, and I know the demons aren't real happy about what we did when we went to the American Stonehenge, and I just know that we're stirring up a lot of things. And in the midst of stirring up a lot of things, we get busy, a lot of stuff going on, and, you know, really a lot of times to just sit down with my wife on the couch or out on the back porch, 2 inches of snow here today in Ohio, by the way, sit on the porch and hold hands with her and pray and cover our family. You know, just we don't get a chance to do it. So you say, Coach, you got to make time. I know we do. So I'm just asking some of you out there, just kind of, especially this weekend coming up, cover our event, cover our family, cover, well, there's a devil loose, man. There is a devil loose for sure. And we're not afraid of him. We're not ignorant of his devices, but we're not afraid of him. So thanks for being here. Just lift us up, cover some prayer. I want to thank Roger yesterday for making that kind offer to pay for live streaming or video on demand. I want to thank Roger for doing that. If you sent me an email yesterday, say, I want Roger to pick up my tab. I got your emails and we're going to be responding to you. Bear, give me some slack. I just got home. Haven't had much chance to get out in front of 2,100 and what does it say right here? 3,120 emails today. So I haven't had a chance to get back to all of them, but all of you got a hold of us yesterday. Roger is going to cover it and we will get back to you and we will get you the code. So I want you to know if you sent it to us, we got it. All right. Cool. Man, I got 483,216 things I want to talk about today. The fact that I've been away from home and trying to do it on the road, it's hard to do my show on the road because many times I do it off my cell phone. So I can't see people, right? That's why I was doing the video and showing everybody's navels. I was talking to them. I couldn't see it on my screen. So I can see everybody today. I see all of you that are in the queue and appreciate y'all being there. And a couple things I want to say real quick as we get rolling here. I'm going to say this. I'm going to come back to it, okay? We're in a morality reset. You know, they talk about the Great Reset. We're in the midst of a morality reset, a right and wrong reset, right smack dab in the middle of it. And I said to somebody this week, and maybe I said it 20, 30, 40 different times, excuse me, we're going to know 3 years from now, pardon me, whether the church woke up or not. We're going to know, in 3 years, we're going to know. And everybody's talking about the to election of 2024, yada, yada. But folks, listen, we're going to know in 3 years whether the church is awakened or not. I'm going to ask Randy was out there with Lynn Wood and the crew this weekend, and so was Ken Wan, and so was George, and so was Paul. I think Paul was there. Others were there. We're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. But I want you to keep in mind the focus is there's a morality reset going on, okay? A right and wrong. They convicted an innocent man in Minnesota, an innocent man, an innocent policeman. They convicted him. We know that, right? I don't want to dive in there yet. I got someplace I want to go. Throw David Arthur's car up there. Those of you, I forgot to show this. Look at that. That's what you guys got, David Arthur. Look at that. Big smile on his face. And we had a chance. That's pictures taking in Lexington, Massachusetts. David came down and joined us. And it's not the big van he was driving before, but I want to tip my cap to Jeff Klein, who helped him get it. And all of you out there who raised the money to keep this guy on the road. He's heading down to North Carolina, even as we speak. And just want you to know, that car right there is paid for. You guys did it. Millions of people's lives. Well, that's a lot to say. Many people's lives are going to be changed because he's going to be able to get in that car and drive down the road because you chipped in some money. So I just want you to be aware of it. And thank God. And again, those of you who had Roger's offer, we're going to cover. I'm reading some things. I'm reading some of my notes. Bear with me because I'm going to get into some good stuff here. Kevin Van Story. I felt bad. I talked to Kevin Van Story yesterday. Kevin Van Story's having a huddle event. Throw the calendar up there if you can, real quick, Spence. And it's not even on our calendar. I felt really bad about that. If you go to our calendar page, it's really beginning to, man, it's starting to explode. We have our event here on Friday. Randy's got something going on in Oklahoma on Sunday. Bobby's got something going on Wednesday, a honking wave down in Kentucky next weekend. David and Goliath March for Child Trafficking May 1st. We got Texas Assault Light Brigade May 7th. Folks, just go to our event page. There's something close to you that you're going to be able to plug into. All right. So it's all there. But Kevin Van Story's event is not there. I felt really bad. Well, I didn't feel really bad. I felt bad, Kevin. But I mean, I didn't like cry or anything like that. But I felt bad that we hadn't put it up there. And so I apologize. Folks, that's what I'm saying, man. Love balls in the air. You can't see them all. We got a lot of them. And God's gracious, because I got up this morning and I'm thinking I got to mow sky high, which is not a 5-minute job. I got to mow sky high and I get out and there's 2 inches of snow. You couldn't mow if you wanted to. So the Lord's merciful to us today. Take that one off of my plate. And Kevin Van Story, you out there, Kevin? I don't know if you're listening today or not, brother. If you can, just give us a heads up or an update of what's going on. Are you there? If not, he'll get in here. So moving on there. I said that. Okay, I'm going to shut up for a minute. And I'm going to open it up because I haven't really had any real dialogue with you folks. This is sort of a flea poking Thursday. Just to clear up a little bit here. So somebody raised their hand. Is that you, Jim? Come on in, Jim.
Two things, Coach. The live stream. When should we raise an alarm if we haven't received an actual link to the live stream?
Well, Jared, are you there? Is Jared close, Spence? Is he? Yeah, you go grab him. Tell him we got a question. It's a good question, Jim. Now, all of you who yesterday emailed me and said, hey, Coach, I want the live stream on Roger's tab. I haven't responded to those yet. Jared said, send them all to me, and we'll get them in the system and all that. So Jared will come in here maybe and try to explain.
Okay. Number two, I watched the, was it Eyes of the Devil?
Oh, man, yeah.
What a feel-good movie of the year.
Uh-huh. You're in the middle of that thing.
I do have a serious question.
Okay.
What would prevent us as believers from not blowing away everyone in that supply chain from top to bottom, the suppliers, the elites that take advantage of these babies? What's holding us back?
So Jim, what do the just do when there is no justice? What do the just do when there is no justice? That's the question, see. And we've been told, I hate to tell you this, folks, there was a time when the church would have stopped all this. Right? Y'all agree with that, don't you? The church would have put a stop to all this. But number one, I'm going to cover some of this here this morning. Number one, the church doesn't believe in it anymore, Jim. We don't believe this is going on right under our eyes. I got a video. I'm going to show you the Caviezel video this morning. I'm going to show you a Lynn Wood video today. And I'm going to tell you that it tells us in the scriptures that Jesus himself was for suicide. Do you guys know that? I'm going to write on that. Jesus Christ promoted suicide. You say, what are you talking about, Coach? Yeah. He said, if you're going to go out and you're going to mislead or take advantage of one of these little ones that believe in me, he said, dude, it'd be better for you to go out and blow your head off. Well, they didn't have guns. They simply had water and millstones. He said, if you're going to keep doing that to those little kids, it'd be better for you. You put a millstone around your neck and they threw you in the deepest part of the ocean. A death by drowning with a millstone is better for you, dude, than what you're going to face on judgment day. That's what the Lord said, promoting suicide, really. Now, okay, don't send me any emails, all right? That's what he said. And it was around what, Jim? Children. If we're smart enough to wake up and look around, the assault in America is on children. They're trying to poison the minds of children. They're trying to kill them before they get out of the womb. And when they get them out of the womb, they try to pervert them with pornography. They try to turn them into LGBTQRSs. They take away all morality from them. They get them as far away from Jesus Christ as they can. And we in the church sit here and act like it's not going on. As long as it doesn't impact me, I'm okay with it. But I'm going to tell you this. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the guy who's coming back riding on a white horse, whose out of his mouth goes a two-edged sword where he might smite the, whose eyes are fire. That dude's coming back, and he's ticked off about the way we've treated his babies. Hey, boys and girls, you can mark it down. And we can no longer hide our eyes, Jim, and say we didn't know what's going on, because we do. We know what's going on. We just look the other way. Hey, time out a minute. Does anybody know what they do at Planned Parenthood? That's a question. Anybody, what do they do at Planned Parenthood? Does anybody know? Somebody raise their hand, give me an answer. What do they do there?
Hey, Coach, reproductive health, which is a bunch of nonsense. It's an inversion because there's no health being, there's no health involved. It's murder.
So Vinny, come on, what are they doing there, Vinny?
They're aborting kids.
They're killing babies. They're not aborting. They're murdering.
I think they're harvesting babies for their use too.
Well, Betty, you're into something. I'm going there today, Betty. So hang in there with me, sweetheart. Yeah. Huh? There's more going on to this thing than we realize. David Arthur, are you going to say something, man? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say their new revenue is not just murdering babies, but their newest revenue is actually giving hormones and testosterone and puberty blockers to children without parental consent.
Hey, folks,
that's their new thing.
Folks, we ran into, I'm going to get her on here. When we were in Lexington, Massachusetts, we ran into a young woman who, it's not made the news yet, but it's going to make the news. She was put on, she's a 21-year tenured teacher, put on administrative leave. In other words, being paid, but not allowed to go into the classroom. Because you know why? Because the school psychologists and the school guidance counselors and whatever you want to call them were taking these two little children from the same family. And when they came to school, they were having everybody call Tony Sarah. I'm making up the name. In other words, this boy, these parents were putting their kids on the yellow school bus from hell, sending them to school. And when they got into the school, Tommy became Sarah. And everybody in the school was calling Tommy Sarah. And the same thing was going on with the other child. Both of them, they're like 7 years old and 5 years. I could have the ages wrong. And so this teacher said, this is wrong. And she called the parents and said, do you know that when they get here, they're calling Tommy Sarah? Did you guys know that? And the superintendent and the principal and the school board came down on her. Are you ready for this? For what? Inappropriate contact with the parents. This thing's about ready to blow sky high. My wife's right over here.
I can't get the show isn't coming up on any of my.
My wife said the show isn't coming up on anything. All three of her platforms, Vin. Are you guys picking them up anyway? Anybody else complain about it? Okay, maybe, I don't know, sweetheart. I sure love
Facebook. So Facebook's up.
Facebook's up. I sure love her, but she can't. So, folks, do you understand what's going on? This is about, by the way, she heard from a high-powered attorney. What did that high-powered attorney say? I want that case. I want that case. So the school system is conspiring to train a little boy to be a little girl without notifying the parents. We're not talking about some 16-year-old kid here, folks, right? This stuff's going on over. Why? Because Jesus loves the little children and the devil hates them. Huh? Oh, I got some stuff I got to get in. I got some raised hands here. Oh man. Lord, can I do a seven-hour story here? I want to. Come on in, Clay. Then Debbie, I'll come back to you. Go ahead, Clay.
All right, Coach. Pastor Tony Spell, our Christian warrior brother, he didn't preach last Sunday on getting saved and taking your vaccination. He preached on what the vaccination really is, and he told his congregation, he told them don't take the vaccination, and told them all about the vaccination. So CNN's carried a big article about that, blasting Tony Spell and telling everybody that he's spreading misinformation. And they CNN basically called us out as the biggest problem there is against COVID, pretty much, because Christians, white Christians, as a matter of fact, are the problem. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
And
well, that's where
it's going. We try to help.
Well, hey, listen.
To help people when they're down.
They're circling the wagons. Why the hell are we circling the wagons?
Exactly.
I just said hell. I'm sorry.
And all I'm saying, coaches, I know we try to go when people are down and everything and help them, but when Christian brothers like Tony Spell is rising up, maybe we need to think about standing up with these people while they're fighting a big fight, you know.
And I'm with you, Brent. There's only one of me. I'm going to be one. I'm with you. Somebody organize it. I'll go. Come on in, Debbie, then Rochelle, then Bobby. Go ahead, Deb. Deb Perkins. She's unmuting there, folks. Hang on with her a second. Debbie, you're still muted. Go ahead, Rochelle. You can unmute, then we'll come back to Debbie.
Okay. Good morning, team. Hey, great job, Coach, doing the morning show from out of town and everything. And everybody in the queue and everybody watching, can we just take 30 seconds here and pray for Coach? I don't want us to get busy in our day and forget. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and for great leaders like Coach. Help him and the ones around him be strong and full of the Holy Spirit and guidance. The great gifts he brings are acts of worship for you, and may all he come in contact with have the right attitude. Bless his family, keep them safe and standing upon the rock of salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you.
Thank you, Rochelle. Amen. Amen. God bless you, dear.
Amen.
Betty, can you get in yet? Do you want to try it? No, she doesn't want to. Bobby Lee. Go ahead, Bobby. Go ahead.
Yeah, regarding what you just told about the school psychologists. And if the parents push back, they would be there for children and youth. Children and youth have been terrorizing families for decades. And I'm surprised, I am really surprised that throughout this nation that many of these workers haven't been dealt with across the decades leading up to where we are now, especially 20 plus years ago when we still had a backbone.
Amen.
But I'm believing that things are going to start changing, and those things are about to start happening.
Hey, folks, listen. There is. I want to get Randy in here in a sec. I want to talk about what went on in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I want to encourage you. Are you guys all looking at me? Everybody, look up here at me because I want to encourage you. Listen, God is reforming His body outside the four walls. It's going on, friends. It's going on right now in front of us. We don't all recognize it as such. But the event in Tulsa, Oklahoma, 4,500 people came. I heard another 50,000 wanted to get tickets. And there wasn't, as far as I know, one pastor on the podium. There may have been one. I may have missed one. But it was citizen Christians standing up. Citizen Christians standing up. So there is a reforming. We saw it when we were in Massachusetts, New Hampshire. Citizens are awaking and citizens are beginning to stand up. Be encouraged, huh? That, hey, the church as we know it may not ever be the same, but Christianity as we know it's not ever going to be the same either. I have great, great, great anticipation about what's going on. Jim Caribou, come on in. Debbie, are you still trying to get in? Is your hand stuck, sweetheart? Because I can see you.
No, I had to go out, go to another platform, come back in.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay, go ahead, Jim, and then Debbie will get you right in there, sweetheart. Go ahead, Jim.
Everything that's going on right now is Isaiah 5:20 coming to life.
Woe unto them that call good evil and evil good, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, mm-hmm. that put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. I mean, every issue going on, whether what happened in Minnesota, whether, you know, vaccines, it's flipped. We're this is coming to life, and then we need to act on it.
Truth
and woe to us.
Truth and lies. Because listen, folks, seed of the serpent, lies. Seed of the woman, truth. That's the battle. And unfortunately, we are believing the lies. We're being fed lies and we're believing lies. Come on in now, Debbie.
One suggestion, and then I want to say I watched the video yesterday, but when I've live streamed with other people, they sent out an email for a test time for everybody that had the code so you could see if you had a problem before the event. So
that's great idea. Well, when we get Jared off his conference call, we're going to try to firm this up a little bit here, okay, Debbie? So I don't want to leave y'all hanging.
Yeah. Secondly, I want to thank you for like not letting up on me for about coming to that conference mm-hmm. because you know I wasn't going to go, but you wouldn't take no for an answer. Yeah.
So, yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And then I did watch the that movie or whatever the documentary, and I have to say I watched it to the end. It's like something in my mind almost just went numb. It was so awful. And that was like the way I could get to the end of it. And then I found after it was over, I had to go and pray because it hung around. And then it really sort of, it made me sick to my stomach.
Should.
But it's like God said, you're going to have to watch all this. And there was almost like a detachment as I watched it. But yet, I took it all in, and it is like amazingly sick, and that's nothing as to what goes on.
Yeah, but come on, Debbie, they're going to tell you it's fake. It's dare I say it? It's tinfoil hat. Come on, there was no Pizzagate. There was no Epstein Island. Come on, there's no child trap. Folks, that's what they do.
And America's right in the top of it. I kept waiting when he listed countries when he was talking. I thought, oh, here it comes. He's going to say the United States, which he didn't. But it's, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Amen.
And you wonder, how could this mama be so cold? What happened to her?
Amen.
I had to say.
Thanks. Amen. Thanks. Come on in. Patrick Riley. Now, folks, this is an amazing story. I met Patrick. We were in, some of you remember going to the gun rally back in Richmond. I don't know. That was a long time ago. So maybe like 2 years ago now. And I was walking down the thoroughfare and shoulder to shoulder. And some guy says, hey, coach. What? Because I had my hat on. It was Patrick Riley who is in Massachusetts. And he showed up at Lexington Green on Monday morning. Did some aerial videos, did some, that's unbelievable. Come on in, Patrick. Thanks for being there, man. Thanks for what you did. Got to unmute yourself, brother. Got to unmute yourself. So there's a little microphone there. There you go.
I got you, right. I got you. Thanks, coach. Look, one of the things that kind of drives me crazy is the recent, you know, resistance of vaccination, except Trump keeps saying get vaccinated like he just did on the Hannity interview. And it drives me crazy. People are like, well, you know, I'm anti-vax, and that's fine, whatever you want to do. But your man is telling you to get vaccinated.
Yep,
and he's just like, I mean, does anybody else have a problem with that? Am I the only one who thinks this is ridiculous?
I think the problem he has, I agree with you, bothers me. Several things about him bother me. You know, he's big on the homo agenda, all that too. That bothers me. But I think Patrick, you know, for him to come out against vaccinations would be an unbelievably honest, bold, in-your-face step. And I just don't know if he thinks he has the, you know, he's fighting on so
many
fronts.
But I thought that's what we voted for, an honest, bold
step. Yeah, it is.
I thought that's, you know, okay. Yeah.
That's what, I'm with you, man. That's what I voted for. But the entire medical world, they tell us, is for vaccinations, although we know that's a lie, right? Oh, I got to get into that too. Betty Perkins, come on in. Thanks, Patrick.
Yes, I was going to say also, I watched The Eyes of the Devil, and it was horrible. But also, a lot of people do not know that Wayfair uses bins to ship kids across the ocean. It is just terrible. that I've seen videos on it, that they harvest those children, they stick them in bins, they sell for $13,000, $19,000, and then the next minute that bin's back to $129. Sad that they do that.
Yeah, well, Betty, it's sad that we now know they do it and they still are going to do it. That's the problem. That is the problem. Come on in, Larry. I haven't heard from you yet this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to, you know, let you know something that happened about this doctors and vaccination thing. The main most leukemia doctor in the state of South Carolina is Gail's doctor down in MUSC. And he, last time we had a conference with him, he suggested that Gail get the vaccination. And I asked him, I said, you know, I said, you've told us time and again that the most dangerous thing for Gail right now is to have a fever because her white blood cells are so low. I says, and one of the side effects of the vaccination is a fever. I said, you really want her to get this vaccination? And he thought about it, and he said, well, do what you think is right.
I'll be darned. Well, good, Larry. Good. So you ask, oh, my God, unbelievable. Mark Trump, come on in, Mark.
Well, I was just wondering what's changed, Coach.
What's that, bud?
What's changed? I mean, these babies selling the body parts. A couple years ago, we had a lesson. I know I taught on the pineal gland being used, the adrenal glands, right. All the different parts of the baby. Some of them aren't sold. They're acquired. They're not sold because they're so spiritual, supposedly. So if this has been going on for years and years, and, you know, we've been talking about this, what's the moment right now that everyone's getting excited? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this has happened. What makes us change? We see all this stuff falling apart, but all of a sudden, something in our future will make us change and get all mad about it.
That's right. That's right. What's that going to be, huh? What's that event going to be?
Well, everyone... It's just frustrating because, man, it's like we were in front of that one place and the drains were stopped up, Coach.
Yeah.
Underneath the Planned Parenthood, the drains were clogged.
Yeah.
And that just makes me ill. I mean, holy smokes. What do we do about it, Coach? What do we do?
Yeah, we got to do something. Let me go to Silver, and then I'm going to shut you all down there first. I got some stuff I got to share. Go ahead, Silver. Come on in.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Joe.
To answer Mark's question, we declare war against this nation and the sin of this nation and the perpetrator of the sin of this nation.
Amen.
We talk about it. We talk about it. We talk about it. We're in the show. We do this. We do that. We even make fun of prayer.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people, that's all they can do.
It's pray. That's right, Joe.
And other people that can do other things, you know, like go places and that kind of stuff. Where's your relationship with God? Are you talking to him every day? Are you asking him direction every second? Being tied with him so closely that nothing can rip you apart.
Amen.
Not even death. That's where
folks, it's my experience and my walk with the Lord. Listen to me now. He's not constantly talking to me. When I'm on the right path, he doesn't have to say anything to me. He only says something to me when I've taken a misstep or when there's danger ahead. He alerts you, right? So I'm not walking down the street saying the Lord's Prayer everywhere I go. I'm walking down and my spirit is attuned with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit pokes me in the chest, I stop. Say, whoa, what? What was that? Right? That's the relationship. That's what it means to pray without ceasing, meaning to be in constant communication with the Holy Spirit. Prayer is communication. To pray without ceasing, don't unplug the cord. Don't unplug the cord. When the Lord texts you, answer the text. That's what it means to pray without, in my mind. Listen, I got to show you good thought. Myra, were you raising your hand, sweetheart? You just caught my eye. I didn't know if you were there or not. No.
Larry's got something.
Yeah, I just want to say you are so correct, Coach. Prayer is communication with God, and part of communication is listening, and I think that should be the greatest part of our communication with God is listening to him.
Amen. My sheep hear my voice. He doesn't say, I hear my sheep's voice, although he does. right? Shut up and listen, and then obey. To obey is better than to sacrifice, okay? I got to show you some things here that are really on my heart, and I want to get them out because I spoke about them a little bit yesterday. Yes, yeah, Spence or Kevin.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I don't have a hand to put up, so I'm trying. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry I wasn't in here at the first of the show. I was listening on YouTube, though.
Okay.
You started to talk about, of course, I got the event coming up May Day, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
May what, Kevin?
I'll have that information to you.
What, May 8th? What day, Kevin?
Okay. The I went to Randy's commencement down in Branson last night, and you started to talk about there's something changing. I'm inside of a little building in downtown Branson, and there's 100 ex-felons, drug addicts, alcoholics, drunks, and all of them are recovering, and there's a little revival starting right there in Branson. You got people that have been to the bottom of the pit and have started dragging themselves up, and there's a revival starting right there coming up from, and that's happening. I believe that's happening all over this country. There's the little people, the people that don't mean anything, are getting the fire of God in them. They're getting the light of Christ in them, and they're starting to crawl their way back up. And I think there's a revival starting all across this country.
I know there is. I saw it in New Hampshire. I saw it. When is your event, Kevin?
May 1st.
May 1st. Okay, May
1st.
We'll get that up on the
10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Branson. Not Branson. Where, Kevin?
It's at my house, Neosho, Missouri.
Neosho, Missouri.
MM Highway.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Hey, Jared, I see Jared walk back into the screen here real quick. Hey, Jared, let Jared put the headphones on. Man, I need an hour and a half today. Hey, Jared, people have asked about the live streaming. Number one, how will they be informed that they have it? What do they do if there's a problem? And should we do a test run before to make sure there aren't any glitches in it? Can you answer any of those, bud?
Similar to the show, and
so what's you send them a link, Jared? Is that what it is?
When does the code get sent out, Jared?
Yeah, when do they get this code? They're worried about when does the code get sent out?
There's no code. You just go to
okay.
All right, you guys ready for this? You guys ready?
Yes. Yes.
You go to coachdavelive.com, and you can watch the live stream. And
everybody?
Only people who have bought it will be able to watch it at coachdavelive.com. It will ask you to log in, and then you'll be able to watch it.
So walk me through that, Jared. So you're gonna go to coachdavelive.com. The streaming is going to be there. They're going to click on it, and it says log in because they've already registered. Is that what it is, Jared?
Yeah, it should be like that. There will be a pop-up. So it'll be the normal spot where you would go to watch the show, like where some of you may be watching it right now on the website, right, that embed. And then there will be a pop-up right there that will say you can only watch this by logging in or buying the live stream. And then once you do that, you're in. Alternatively, coachdavelive.video. I'll get a list together and I'll shoot an email, but coachdavelive.video, it'll pop up just like normal, like the show. It'll pop up and you'll only be able to watch it if you've bought it. And if you haven't bought it and you click on it, you'll have to pay and buy it then. But it's very similar to how we watch Coach's show every day.
Do they need Meet installed, Jared?
No.
Do they need? No. They don't need Google Meet. They don't need Google
Perfect.
Meet.
Perfect.
No.
Awesome. Awesome. So, folks, we'll go over that again in the next couple of days, so y'all realize it. And so, a lot of you did take advantage of Roger's promotion yesterday. We thank you for that, Roger, that you're picking that tab up. Again, folks, listen, for $30, you have it for 30 days. I don't care who you give the information to. Get the word out. But if you don't have access to it, you can't share it with others. You can share it with your pastor. You can share it with your friends at work. Say, hey, listen, you got to watch this, and you will have access to it, okay? And so you pick that up online. Okay, probably more questions. Steve Deck's got a question, and I'm moving on. Come on, Steve.
Is it linked through your email, or how am I going to forward it to my pastor? He wants to watch it, but it's through my link. So how do I forward it to him?
We'll answer that one tomorrow, Steve. Well, Jared just ran into P or something, so he's not on the screen anymore. We'll figure that one out. And am I allowed to say P? Jared went somewhere. Okay. Okay. Now look, I got to show you this because I spoke about it yesterday. Spencer, pull up Jim Caviezel. Folks, in my mind, the unveiling and the revealing of what was going on at this Oklahoma conference was absolutely unbelievable. Now I think this is about 2 minutes, okay? Jim Caviezel, the Passion of the Christ. What was the one he did? What was the one that was it? The Passion of the Christ. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, Jim Caviezel was not there in person, so you're seeing a Zoom video that he's speaking to this 4,500 group. Now remember this: they've told you this is all fake. This is all fake. No Pizzagate. No, that didn't happen. No Epstein. No, this isn't real. This isn't real. And Jim Caviezel smacks him right in the mouth here. Go ahead and play this real quick. It's only about 2 minutes.
Now, Jim, Tim, you're playing the role of Tim Ballard. And Tim is actually continuing to save kids. I mean, this is, you're making a movie about it, but this is what he does. And he...
here today. He was supposed to be in the room with me in right here or in Tulsa, but he's down there saving children as we speak, because they're pulling kids out of the darkest recesses of hell right now, and dumbs and all kinds of places. The adrenochroming of children, look, where we're at right now, hopefully we need your prayers. This film is... When Tim Ballard came down to Bogota and we had about finished 2/3 of it, I said, why did you pick me? And he said, well, they didn't want you. They wanted someone else. But I said, well, I got to tell you, I did this movie, Monte Cristo and The Passion. And about 2/3 of the way through, I knew we were onto something that was phenomenal. And I said, I feel that with this film. And he goes, well, actually, it was those two films that I saw. That's why I had to have you in this, in my film. So, sorry.
No, Jim, you said a word a minute ago, and I want to clarify what that word was, because you said a word, and I want to make sure that you said adrenochrome.
Yeah.
And a lot of people here, there's about 4,500 people here. There's about 500,000 people streaming online. We're having some cyber attacks. That feed's been going on and off. But you said that word, and by a show of hands, who's heard that word before in this building? Could you please explain, to the extent that you want to or not want to, what that is? Because some people have never heard that before, and we need to discuss that.
Essentially, you have adrenaline in your body. I'll just simplify it. And when you are scared, you produce adrenaline. If you're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out of you. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline. And they have a lot of terms that they use that he takes me through. But it's the worst horror I've ever seen, is screaming alone, even if I never, ever, ever, ever saw it. It's beyond, and these people that do it, there'll be no mercy for them. This is one of the best films I've ever done in my life. The film is on a level of Academy Award, level.
Jim.
Okay, so you can pull that. You can watch more of that online. But he goes into greater detail about what adrenaline. See, it's a drug. They use it like a drug, folks. And Vinny just put in the chat, and he's right, that the people who've been ingesting, eating, drinking this adrenochrome. Yeah, I know it's not. Wait a minute. I know it's not real. But supposedly the people who've been drinking it are running out of it because people are getting onto it. And some of them are beginning to age right before our very eyes. This thing is real. Now, I'm going to do another one for you here, okay? Pull up, Spencer, I'm sorry, man. Pull up BitChute. It says BitChute. No. Go to Linwood. Linwood, real quick. Somebody did an interview with Linwood. We say what we want to about Linwood and Sidney Powell and all those other ones. There's a little shorter one, Spencer, that says Linwood Patriot. Linwood speaks out. Yeah, that's it. Somebody does an interview with Linwood. Do you say what you want about him? I don't know Linwood. They say he used to be a Democrat. I don't know. I'm going to tell you something. This dude's laying his life on the line, in my opinion. This is about a minute and 40 seconds of an interview. Somebody caught him outside somewhere, and they did an interview with him. Linwood, listen to this. Go ahead.
Stop it.
Go ahead, Joe.
Because of this, he moved to South Carolina because his life was on the line.
Yeah, I can't imagine the security this guy must have. Go ahead.
Ask you one last question, sure. Just because you're so passionate about child trafficking.
I am.
Have you seen firsthand some of the evidence of it? People say they don't want to look at the pictures. They don't want to,
I've seen videos and photographs. I've talked with some people that are involved in it. Some of the people that work for me, one gentleman in particular is passionate to fight child sex trafficking, former military. The media's ignored it. I think the same people that are controlling our country and the world, the cabal, I think they're right in the middle of it. I think it's a money-making deal, and I think it's candidly a satanic ritual, a worship of the devil. What they're doing to little children, selling, they say that you can make more money selling children than you can make if you're in the oil industry, buying and selling oil. Now listen, this is about our humanity. If we don't take care of and protect the children, what does that tell us about our humanity? So there should be a massive focused effort in this country and to around the world to end child sex trafficking, to end pedophilia, to end the use of children, their body parts, their blood, as it relates to satanic rituals. And I don't think we ought to have fetal tissue in a vaccine. I wouldn't touch that vaccine with a 100-foot pole.
Gotta like this. Get the other one up there. Let me get John Diamond in because John was in Oklahoma as well. Come on in, John.
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yes.
Hey, yeah, I was. I only got to see two of the speakers because I was down in the media room the whole time working with Alan Keyes' team interviewing all these guys. So we interviewed George, General Flynn, Linwood, Mike Lindell. I mean, we had them. I sent you a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
And yeah, I'll tell you what, Linwood had more Secret Service type protection. And these were just like former special forces and stuff. He had like four of them around him. I think General Flynn only had one. And I don't even know that Mike Lindell had any. But this guy, I mean, I talked to him in the hallway and gave him a copy of my book, Lynn Wood. And he had four of these guys surrounding him. So these guys are right over the target.
We're on the target. I'm sorry, John. I'm just trying to hurry on because I'm trying to got a lot of stuff I'm trying to get in here today. Go to the Linwood video, folks. I got this at 1.75. This is part of the presentation that Linwood made on must have been Friday night, maybe it was Saturday. I want you. We're playing this at a time and a half, so this is about an 8-minute clip. It's going to take about 4 minutes, a little bit over, to watch it. I want you to listen to this. Hey, folks, this boy ain't playing. Huh? This boy ain't playing. Go ahead and play that one if you can, Spence. Yeah, it's already once. One, not that one. There you go, bud.
We did not spend enough time talking about the children. Because God loves the little children most of all. I got some notes here. Bear with me while I read them. Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. Jesus loved the little children because God loved the little children most of all. And when we talk about help, don't forget we need to talk about the help of the little children. And we talk about freedom, we need to talk about freedom for the little children. It's time for this country to face the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. They are killing our children. You can talk about Q, but let's talk about you. Let's talk about your responsibility to the children. Child sex trafficking is the pandemic. Pedophilia is the pandemic. They are sacrificing the children to worship Satan. It's got to stop. And it's got to stop because you, the people, are not going to tolerate it. You, the people, are going to protect the little children. They tried to steal the election. They will not succeed. They tried to harm your health. They will not succeed. They have stolen our children. They will not succeed. Because God is a God of love, but God is a God of wrath. And when you mess with the little children, watch out. Because your day is coming soon. Every lie will be revealed, and that includes every lie about what they've been doing to our children. If you protect the little children, you protect everybody. But if you don't protect the little children, you protect no one. Protect the little children. They gave me this VIP. All access button. Thank you. I'm not a VIP. I'm just one of the children. Here, you take this. I did sign it for you. Do your research. Don't take it from me. Don't take it from whoever Q is. Learn it about yourself. Study about the Illuminati. Study the statistics about child sex trafficking and the number of children that are missing every year in this country and the world. Do your research. Study up about adrenochrome. Educate yourself. Draw your own conclusions, not mine, not Q's, whoever Q is. Q does not like child sex trafficking. Q does not like the Illuminati. Q does not like satanic worship. Do your homework, draw your own conclusions, and then stand up for the children. Take the fire and the fearlessness of God Almighty and save the little children. That's your job. That's my job. That's God's will for this country. I've been very vocal. You've been very patient and very kind. I told someone I came here and I said, how did it go? I said, well, so far I've been talking about God and they've been treating me like I was Elvis. Thank you. Felt kind of good. I told my wonderful people that work with me, I said, remember this. Every once in a while, pinch me and remind me that it's not about Lynn Wood. You don't really know me. Thank you very much. I'm a man of God, and I'm not ashamed to say it. But it's not Lynn Wood that you love. I'm a flawed person. I'm imperfect. What you love about Lynn Wood is not Lynn Wood. You love the message of Lynn Wood because I tell you the truth, and you love the truth. God is truth, and truth is God. Let Newsweek write about that tomorrow. Let Newsweek say Lynn Wood's making the cue. Here you go, Newsweek. Watch this one. There you go. I'm not afraid to talk about it. They've accused me of being a QAnon conspiracy theorist. Why? Because they're telling you that I am a bad messenger. They're trying to attack me because they can't attack Q, because Q is the truth.
This is about the children, for God's sakes. Send this videotape. Send it to Hollywood. Hey, Clay, send it to the House of Windsor. Hey, Clay, send it to Bill Gates. Send it to the damn Illuminati. Let them hear the truth. And whatever they do to me, I don't fear them at all. Send it to the Vatican. Send it to the politicians, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, the Bushes. Send it to those people because they are involved in child sex trafficking. It's time to tell the truth to America.
Okay, you can stop there. Put this, if you can, Spencer, put that in the chat so everybody else can watch it at a later time. Folks, this is unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what you guys, I don't know what you, and again, hang on. Tinfoil hat, right? They're going to call Lynn Wood names. They're going to, listen, I don't care about Q. I ain't getting my Qs. My cue some cue. I'm not getting that. But this dude is laying it out there like I've never seen. Let me back up a minute, okay? There is a church forming outside the church. I'm going to say it again. There's resistance, Christian resistance forming outside the church. And can I tell you something else? There's Christian resistance forming outside the Republican Party. See, for too long, we've trusted conservatives. We've trusted politicians. We've trusted those who have been, in their own way, compromised. And if they're not compromised, they can't get things past the leadership because the leadership is compromised. And by the way, all you have to do is take that pattern of compromise that's in Washington, D.C., and just bring it to your church. Just bring it to your denomination. It's just another form of the deep state. It's the deep church. And as you look here, and John was there, and Randy was there, we are seeing Christianity arise outside of the church, outside of the church system, outside of the political system. Folks, there's some great stuff going on, man. There's some great, I looked at all of you want to get in here. I know y'all want to get in here. I know you do. I know you do. Are you there, Randy? Randy doesn't even have his hand up.
Coach, I'm here.
I talked to Randy yesterday. I watched a couple videos as I was driving the car yesterday. And I got done. I had to get off the phone. I called Randy. He said, Randy, is going on what I see? Is that really going on? Randy, you were there. John Diamond was there. Others were there. What's going on, Randy?
Yeah, Coach, we witnessed something that's getting ready to hit this land. It's getting ready to just, it's a fire, Coach. It's what we've been praying for a long time. I'm broke up. I don't know if I can talk, Coach. But, Ken Warren was there. George Lewis was there. My cousin and his wife was there. Me and Kay were there. John Diamond was there. Stacy was there. Other people we know, Coach. But they went and we witnessed what we've been praying for, Coach. God is stirring this thing up. He's pulling in the patriots and he's making them Christian activist leaders, spiritual people. And he's taking the dead old church spiritual people that have sit in their pews, Coach, and he's making them patriots. And I'm telling you, he is stirring up something that is going to hit this land. I'm telling you, we're never going to look back.
You mean, now, Randy, hang on. You mean John Hagee wasn't there and Franklin Graham wasn't there and Paula White wasn't there and Mitch McConnell wasn't there and Jim Jordan, all these none of the religious leaders and none of the politicians, Randy?
You got it, Coach. You see it, Coach. It's the people. This is the grassroots. This is the movement. Donald Trump just opened the door, Coach. And it isn't about him. It isn't about the Republican Party. It isn't about any of the. It's not even about the. It's God is doing something outside the church walls. Now this is the real church. You're getting ready to see it. We saw it. I saw it in real time in this thing. And I'm not saying he's not God is not, he's not, he has no respecter of persons. So this coach, he's raising up little bitty groups, little people, and he's putting them within a platform, in a position to lead people. I mean, look what we're doing right here on this show. This was a picture of our show with 5,000 people. Yeah. And we're all in one place, and I couldn't hardly sit down, Coach, because I was on my feet every second. I was just moved. God, it was just special.
Randy, it was gospel, wasn't politics, right, Randy? They're mentioning the name of Jesus, right?
Yeah, it was all about Jesus, Coach. It was about Jesus, Lord, being Lord over this country, and that was what it all boiled down to. Coach, and I got to talk with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter. I talked with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And then I watched their shows after this, Coach, and they're changed. It changed them. Coach, they said, both of them said, I'll never be the same again after that little event in Tulsa. And because God did something. It's revival fire. It got in us, and we can't, none of us can be the same. And if everybody here will shut their mouth and what they hear, a lot of information you're getting is wrong. And just give it time. Don't jump out there and make statements about some of these people and things until you know. Because when you witness this, your spirit man will go, that guy's on the team. That lady's on the team. And we need to be slow to judge some of this stuff, Coach, because God is putting together a lot of broken people. I'm one of them. And he's taking us out of our past, and he's saying, make it all right. And he's putting us out here to do something huge. And it's bigger than us. It's not about me. Len Wood said it. It's not about me. Len Wood's just this messenger boy. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about what God is doing in our nation. And this is going to go around the world, Coach. This is huge.
Okay. I got 2 minutes. I got to wrap it. I see all of you want to get in here. I understand. Bear with me here a second. Because I'm going to give you the word from the Lord. Okay. Hey, folks, it's time to stop the stargazing. Time to stop the stargazing. I mean, listen. God bless you. Name the guy. God bless Patriot Street Fighter. God bless Len Wood. God bless Lindsay. Who? God bless them all. God bless them all. But it ain't about them. All right. It ain't about them. They are vehicles through which the Holy Spirit is flowing. And as a guy who sits behind this microphone and this camera every day, I want you to understand this. There ain't nothing special about me except the call on my life. There ain't nothing special about the Patriot Street Fighter other than the call on his life. There's nothing special about Mike Adams other than the call on his life. There's nothing special about Len Wood other than the call on his life. So quit putting these folks on a pedestal and doing the stargazing of this guy and that guy and that guy. Hey, folks, it's a team with many players making many different plays. And we are seeing for the first time all of these guys who've been in the weight room, the Patriot Street Fighter, all the nurse, all of them, they've been in lifting weights all by themselves. And all of a sudden, the Lord's bringing them together into a huddle. We saw the first huddle. And stop the stargazing. Stop putting people on a pedestal. If you'd have heard some of the things that I said to my wife, and she said to me, in the 11 hours I was trapped in the car with her, you would say, I ain't never listening to that guy again. Why? Because I'm a man. I'm flesh and blood fighting the same carnal battle you are, as is Len Wood, as is Sidney Pat, as all of them are. But they're vessels of the Holy Spirit. Right? Enough of the stars. Enough of the stars. Thank God they're stars because they have influence and they bring people with them. Thank God for that. But other than that, baby, ain't no hierarchy. Nobody higher than anybody else. We are all servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you right now, he is doing something in our midst. We cannot miss this time of his visitation. We got to run. God bless you, man. We'll see you tomorrow. Something's happening here. We'll see you.
Hey.